Chapter 9, Doing, Making the Best Action Choices. When it comes to your real-time, plow-through, get-it-done workday, how do you decide what to do at any given point? As I've said, my simple answer is trust your heart, or your spirit, or if you're allergic to those kinds of words, try these: your gut, the seat of your pants, your intuition. That doesn't mean you throw your life to the winds, unless, of course, it does. I actually went down that route myself with some vengeance at one point in my life, and I can attest that the lessons were valuable, if not necessarily necessary. As outlined in Chapter 2, I have found three priority frameworks to be enormously helpful in the context of deciding actions. First, the four criteria model for choosing actions in the moment. Second, the threefold model for evaluating daily work. And third, the six-level model for reviewing your own work. These happen to be shown in reverse hierarchical order, that is, the reverse of the typical strategic top-down perspective. In keeping with the nature of the getting things done methodology, I have found it useful to once again work from the bottom up, meaning I'll start with the most mundane levels. The four criteria model for choosing actions in the moment. Remember that you make your action choices based on the following four criteria in order. 1. Context. 2. Time available. 3. Energy available. 4. Priority. Let's examine each of these in the light of how you can best structure your systems and behaviors to take advantage of its dynamics. Context. At any point in time, the first thing to consider is, what could you possibly do where you are with the tools you have? Do you have a phone? Do you have access to the person you need to talk with face-to-face about three agenda items? Are you at the store where you need to buy something? If you can't do the action because you're not in the appropriate location or don't have the appropriate tool, don't worry about it. As I've said, you should always organize your action reminders by context. Calls, at home, at computer, errands, agenda for Joe, agenda for staff meeting, and so on. Since context is the first criterion that comes into play in your choice of actions, context-sorted lists prevent unnecessary reassessments about what to do. If you have a bunch of things to do on one to-do list, but you actually can't do many of them in the same context, you force yourself to continually keep reconsidering all of them. If you're stuck in traffic and the only actions you can take are calls on your cell phone, you want to be able to pull out just your calls list. Your action list should fold in or out based on what you could possibly do at any time. A second real benefit accrues from organizing all your actions by the physical context needed. That in itself forces you to make the all-important determination about the next physical action on your stuff. All of my action lists are set up this way, so I have to decide on the very next physical action before I can know which list to put an item on. Is this something that requires the computer, a phone, being in a store? People who give themselves a miscellaneous action list, that is, one not specific to a context, often let themselves slide in the next action decision, too. I frequently encourage clients to structure their list categories early on as they're processing their in-baskets, because that automatically grounds their projects in the real things that need to get done to get them moving.